Kamala Harris insisted Bidenomics worked while costs soared. By Wendell Hasebo on July 29, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris championed the administration's so-called Bidenomics as costs dramatically soared for American families. Costs increased on average across the board by about 20% under the Biden-Harris administration. Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Chipotle, for example, raised prices by at least 75%, according to the Food Institute. At least five times Harris praised the policies that fueled the rising costs. July 24, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 3, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 4, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 8, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 15, 2023, Bidenomics is working. Harris will have a difficult time convincing voters to believe that the administration is doing a good job on the economy, the number one issue for voters. Only 7% of voters believe the administration's is very good, while 34% say it is very bad. A 27-point differential, a CBS News poll showed last month. 87% of Americans believe Biden's policies either hurt or had no impact on inflation, a Monmouth University poll also found in June. Related, White House, pollsters are not asking the right questions about Biden's economic policies. Nearly 80% of Americans believe say fast food is a luxury and grocery prices remain high, a LendingTree survey found in May. Voters trust former President Donald Trump on the economy over Harris by 12 points, a recent Wall Street Journal poll showed. Harris has a radical record on policy with economic implications. Defended banning offshore drilling. Supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants. Supported decriminalizing illegal border crossings. GovTrack's scorecard ranked her as the most radical senator in 2019, further left than socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. IVT, and leading writers of the New York Times rated Harris as the least electable of 10 possible Democrat nominees. More here on Harris's radical record. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.